drunk? Or is there a difference between a drunk and a derelict?
Well, a derelict can be a drunk, but then there's someone who is not a derelict and can still be a drunk.
Yeah,
right.
Is there a difference between a derelict and a hobo?
Oh, yes. Now, it's the difference between that would be the difference between a hobo and a bum.
Which is?
A bum is lazy and doesn't want to work and would steal things off your clothesline and begs. A hobo is just someone who prefers to travel very light and doesn't mind working a day, getting a little money, and then moving on. He just prefers a freer lifestyle. A hobo you can admire, a bum you can't.
Okay. And a hobo you can admire and a derelict you can't.
Well, right.
What do you call a cheap hotel that caters to derelicts?
Flop house. Or there's the Mission here, which is the biggie, you know.
Yeah, that's like church run, isn't it?
Yeah. They sing a song and get a meal, you know, or they take them in, they let them flop there.
Okay. What do you call that drug that you run into?
Marijuana.
Smoke.
When would you like me to stop? You know?
You give me about 30 seconds.
Ma'am. Well, there's pot, grass, ganja.
What's that?
Ganja is the African term.
Oh.
Kali in bush is the Jamaican term.
Now, is there a difference in these types of dope, are they?
Well, bush is the less powerful Jamaican weed, and Kali is the very powerful used by the Rastafar, you know, the Jamaican cult of marijuana smokers that braid their hair up, and they're very interesting.
What do they call it?
The Rastafar, they're the it's like a religious sect that smokes the Kali, and their religion is sort of centered around that guy Haile Selassie, you know, the lion of well, I know, but they live in Jamaica, and this is their religion. They're a little, the Rastafarim, the little religious sect there, that all they do is smoke dope from all day long from childhood. And although I've never been there, my brother's been there, and he's met with guys who have smoked extremely powerful marijuana since they were 5 and 6 years old, and they were 70.
Are these the people that Carlos Castaneda writes about?
Oh, no. Now, that's the Yaqui Indians, the Brujos. That's completely different. That's a peyote cult.
Oh, okay. I've never read any of his books, but he's quite popular.
Well, they're nice novels. I don't believe a word of them, but...
Is this all, are these Yaqui Indians also a religious cult?
Well, the Yaquis are sort of a race of Indians, or a tribe.
Oh, okay.
Now, they more or less subscribe... The guy Carlos Castaneda was talking about, Don Juan, was a sorcerer. And he was the one who had all of these extrasensory powers and could do... change himself into a crow and work spells on people, and also enlighten people with his different drugs, the smoking mixture, the peyote mixture, that type of a thing.
Okay. What are some hard drugs?
Hard drugs would be heroin.
How would heroin be taken?
Well, it could be snorted. Or run up, shot up.
That means directly injected into the
right
vein.
Into the vein. Right.
Okay.
I'd say heroin would be the only drug I would classify as being hard.
Okay.
Simply because there's other